From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A South Korean official says his government is discussing with the U.S. military what additional U.S. assets can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula. The French news agency and South Korea's Yonhap news agency reported such assets might include the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, currently based in Japan, B-2 bombers, nuclear-powered submarines, and F-22 stealth fighter jets. The Pentagon on Monday refused to discuss specifics. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan met Monday for discussions on ways to bring peace to Afghanistan, but officials from Afghanistan and Pakistan are publicly disagreeing on the way forward. The Pakistani Prime Minister's advisor on foreign affairs, Sartaj Aziz, addressed the first meeting of the newly formed Quadrilateral Coordination Group by insisting that any preconditions to talks would be counterproductive. South African Paralympic champion Oscar Pistorius has appealed to the country's constitutional court in a last-ditch attempt to overturn his murder conviction for killing his girlfriend. Pistorius has been out on bail awaiting a new sentence since early last month. That's when judges found him guilty of murder, overturning his earlier conviction on the lesser charge of manslaughter. Unidentified attackers charged into a shopping mall in eastern Baghdad Monday, spraying gunfire in a crowded area after a car bomb exploded outside and killed at least 7 people. Security sources say it is not clear if the assailants, who may have been wearing suicide vests, had killed anyone or taken hostages at the Jawahar Mall in the predominantly Shiite Muslim district of Baghdad Jadida. This is VOA News. A humanitarian operation to deliver food, medicine, and blankets is underway in 3 Syrian towns where fighting has left residents to die of starvation. An International Red Cross spokesman said the convoys entered Madaya, close to the Lebanese border, and Fuwa and Kafraya in Idlib province, near Syria's border with Turkey, on Monday. Mexico is starting the process to extradite drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. Guzman faces an array of charges in the U.S. linked to the hundreds of tons of cocaine, heroin, and other drugs he has shipped across the border. The Mexican government had in the past rejected U.S. requests to turn over Guzman, but changed its stance after the drug kingpin escaped 6 months ago from one of its prisons. He was recaptured in a shootout with authorities last Friday. British rock music legend David Bowie has died. On Friday, the musician turned 69 and released Black Star, his 25th album. Inventive to the end, Bowie mixed rock and jazz on the album, which critics hailed as his best work in years. His Facebook and Twitter accounts say he died peacefully Sunday, surrounded by his family, after an 18-month battle with cancer. Bowie is survived by a wife and 2 children. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Saudi Arabia has to choose between supporting extremists and promoting sectarian hatred, or being a constructive player in promoting stability in the Middle East. In an opinion article in Monday's New York Times, Zarif criticizes Saudi opposition to the nuclear agreement Iran struck with world powers, as well as Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen, attacks against Iranian diplomatic facilities, and the stampede at last year's Hajj that killed hundreds of Iranians. Republican Party presidential candidates here in the U.S., Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, are in a virtual dead heat in the Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa. They have a considerable lead over all of the other candidates, according to a Quinnipiac University poll. Businessman Trump leads the Republican field in the new poll with 31%, followed closely by Cruz, a U.S. senator from Texas, with 29%. The difference is within the poll's margin of error of 4 percentage points. The next closest contender is Marco Rubio of Florida with 15%. German officials say nearly all of the suspects in a rash of attacks on women in Cologne on New Year's Eve were of foreign origin. Ralph Jaeger, the interior minister from the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, said Monday, based on police reports, that all signs point to suspects being North Africans and people from the Arab world. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.